Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Laura, and welcome to the Market Wrap for Tuesday, the 11th of April. Well, the Aussie market ended higher today. We actually had our second best day for the year after the four-day Easter long weekend. The Australian market ended up 91 points, or 1.3% to 7,310. Most of the 11 sectors were higher today, with the exception of the tech sector, which fell close to 0.1%. The materials sector actually drove the gains. It was the standout today, driven by BHP, which lifted the sector the most, but we also saw the gold stocks and lithium miners rising as well today for the most part. Financials were up as well. All of the big four banks climbed today, and we also saw gains across over 1% across most of the other sectors, including energy, property trusts, consumer discretionary, and consumer staples. Looking at some of today's winners, we had Newcrest Mining, which is Australia's largest ASX-listed gold miner, which rose about 5% after Newmont, the world's largest gold producer, raised its takeover offer by 16% after Newcrest rejected the last offer back in February this year. It's an almost $30 billion takeover offer, which values Newcrest at about $32.87 per share. Evolution Mining rose by 4% despite announcing cuts to its gold and copper production guidance for the year after a weather event at its Queensland mine. It did, however, say production at a Canada project improved in March. GQG Partners lifted by about 1.5% after announcing its funds under management increased in March and also over the quarter between January and March. And lithium miner Evergreen Lithium, ticker code EG1, was listed on the ASX today. The company owns two projects in the Northern Territory, one of which is situated next to Australia's newest lithium mine operated by Core Lithium. Its shares climbed 20% today, with its initial offer being at 25 cents and its share price ending at 30 cents today. Now, onto some of today's losers. Silver Lake was among the worst performers today after being one of the best last week. Its shares fell close to 2.5%. Biotech company Imugene was another one of today's losers after being the number one performer overall last week. Seven Group also posted declines today after trading ex-dividend. It will pay 23 cents a share to eligible shareholders on the 5th of May. And medical device company Fisher & Paykel declined by over 2% today. Looking at currencies, they were firmer across the board, with the Aussie currently buying around 66.7 US cents. And looking ahead to the rest of this week, in the US, we have all eyes that'll be on inflation data due to be released on Wednesday. And then on Thursday in Australia, we have jobs data due to be released. So those two pieces of information will really be pivotal in that discussion around interest rates, which will happen in early May for both Australia and the US. And on that note, have a great night, everyone.